tonight, we have the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy on the call with us. This gentleman started in 2006, and as of this moment, he has earned over $25 million for himself and his family through this wonderful opportunity, and he's still teaching us how to get it done. I'm getting out of the way. Please welcome founding national consultant, top income earner, one of the top 10 income earners in all of network marketing, and he's right here with us at Ambit Energy, Mr. Brian McClure. Welcome to the call, sir.
Hey, I appreciate that, Bear. I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their busy schedule to get on the call tonight. I think most of you that know me pretty well know I don't really work from notes. I don't really do that. I'm better just kind of off the cuff. And as I was thinking about tonight's call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a quote from various famous people, some of which I probably know and some of which I don't. I'm just going to thumb through the book and kind of like put my finger on one and let it rip. And then I'm going to talk about how that quote, that famous quote, applies to us in network marketing and Ambit Energy. So let me, it's a little book I'm working from. This one is Leadership Quotes, and it was compiled by Max Anderson. He runs an organization called Simple Truths. They're little short read books. It's got some good titles there. All right, let me open up the page. It says, okay, leaders are leaders because they are great servants. The way up is down. I tell you, that's so appropriate that that's the first one. You know, I think that you find out what somebody else wants, you show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them, and you do that by doing, not by talking. You know, people in this business will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. And so if you're you know, constantly switching from the recruiting mode, which is how you become successful in Ambit Energy and rolling people into the business, and all of a sudden you start to get a group, and I see this happen all the time, you switch into the management mode. You know, you're sitting there encouraging your team to come to the meetings or sign up for Ambition, and you're trying to get them organized to do this and you're organized to do that, and you quit enrolling people in the business because you've got a team to work with now. And as soon as you quit enrolling, they quit enrolling. And what you have to do is you have to bury yourself in the success of others, and yours becomes a byproduct of it. So leaders are leaders because they are great servants. The way up is down. You know, never forget where you came from. Always remember that the new person that just joined the business is aspiring for their wants, aspirations, and dreams. Find out what it is that they want in the business. Show them I am, but it'll get it for them. And do it from an attitude of servitude, not any other way. All right, so let me move on to another one. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. That one's from John Quincy Adams. The first one, by the way, was from Francis M. Cosgrove, Jr., who I'm not familiar with. But this one's from John Quincy Adams. If your action inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. You know, I think one of the things in leadership is that if you want to find out how great of a leader is, find out how many people are following you. And again, back to my point on the first quote, people are going to do what you do, not what you tell them to do. So you inspire others by doing more. If you can dream bigger and have a bigger vision, if you attend more rallies and trainings and bury yourself in a knowledge base by learning more, others will do the same. If you do more, you know, Ray Monty says it all the time. He says, you know, how big of a team would I have if my team did what I did today? You know, he's never looking at the team and what people are doing on the team. He's looking at himself as a leader. You know, it's like you see in so many of these war movies. Glory was a great one where the American flag was laying on the ground and the head of the lieutenant of the platoon that was charging the hill to get to the Confederate fort picked up the flag and charged forward. You know, so if you do more, your team's going to do more. and become more. You know, you only get one chance to build your story in this business. So as you become an RC, you're going to have more people aspire to become an RC. As you become an SC, you're going to have more people that aspire to be an SC. You become an EC, you're going to have more people that aspire to be an EC. An NC the same way. You know, the bottom line is people are going to do what you do, you know. So granted, there's some people that are going to come into the business and they're going to get involved in the business, and because life's getting in the way or because they've got this going on, that going on, the other thing going on, they're just not going to build the business real quickly. Remember that you only get one chance to build your story. So if you're new to the business, you know, you don't want to say, hey, it took me a year and a half to get to RC. Now, all of a sudden, somebody on the phone's going, well, I've been in 2 years and I'm not an RC yet. I guess I'm not going to be successful. No, not at all. You always get a chance to rebuild your story. You know, your story could be something like this. Let's say you've been in the business 2 years. You haven't made RC yet, and you're sitting there going, okay, well, I kind of blew that. I missed my chance to build my story. No, you know, you were busy with work. You had this going on, that going on. There's a reason why you're not an RC. You rededicated yourself to the business on this day, you know, or August 1 or whatever day it is. And then X number of days later, you became an RC, you know, just because you got down after it and got focused. All right, let me turn the page. A leader has the vision and conviction that a dream can be achieved. He inspires the power and energy to get it done. That's from Ralph Nader. Let me read that one again. A leader has the vision and conviction that a dream can be achieved. He inspires the power and energy to get it done. Folks, if you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you don't believe it, you're not going to achieve it. You know, what he's saying here is vision and conviction. And the leader has the vision and conviction. You know, doubt will take you out of action. Action will take you out of doubt. You know, if you're sitting there wondering whether this is going to work, and that little man or that little woman's talking in the back of your head and you know, just chattering you up about, you know, well, this one said this, or this one read this on the internet, or this rate is this, and, you know, all that sort of stuff. You can find a million and one things wrong with AT&T mobile service. You can find a million and one things wrong with Time Warner or Cox or any of the big cable companies. You can find a million and one things with any company that's any sort of services business in this country. And you can find a lot of things that are challenges in ambient energy. It's not whether you're going to have challenges or not. When you're a service company, you're going to have challenges. It's how you deal with those challenges. And so as a leader, if you keep the vision and you have the conviction that you've got the greatest vehicle available in the free enterprise system for the average and ordinary guy or gal to get involved and to create financial freedom, then what happens is that inspires the power and the energy to get the job done. The minute that you begin to have doubt, your people start to have doubt. Okay, I'm going to move on. This one's by Rudy Giuliani. Leaders need to be optimists. Their vision is beyond the present. You know, if you're in the business and you're making $200 a month, or you're making $2,000 a month, and you're making some figure that is below what you feel like you want to make in this business, what happens is that you've got to be optimistic, okay? And you've got to think beyond the present. You know, when I got involved in Ambit Energy, I felt like I could make $1 million a month. And that was based on a historical record that I had built in building a XL telecommunications organization. And looking at the number of consultants that had come into that organization, the number of customers on average they had acquired, what our marketing plan was applied to that customer base and that consultant base, and it wasn't $1 million. It was about $400,000 a month, and I've achieved that plus some now. But I knew that I could go way beyond that. And sure enough, if that was the pinnacle in that business where it ended, you know, we've only just begun, folks. If you look at our business today, we're in our eighth year, approaching our beginning of our ninth year here on August 1st. So we're a few days away from our ninth year. We started in Texas. four and a half years in, we were in three of the six incumbent areas in New York, in Texas, of course, and did gas only in the suburbs of Chicago. So 4.5 years into the existence of Ambit Energy, or about half of the existence of Ambit Energy today, we were in fully deployed in Texas. We were in three of the six incumbent areas in New York, and we did gas only the suburbs of Chicago. Okay, 4.5 years later, we're in 14 states, the District of Columbia. There are going to be more states announced at Ambition. There's going to be more expansion within the states that we're in. International is ahead of us, in my opinion. We're getting ready to launch solar on September 30th. I mean, the future is so bright in Ambit Energy, and we haven't even started. So Rudy Giuliani, in the second sentence of this, says their vision is beyond the present. You know, how much money are you making off of solar energy today? None. How much money did I think I was going to make off of solar energy when I joined Ambit Energy? None. You know, I didn't think I'd ever go into solar, but I had a vision for the number of customers. I had a vision for a company that was going to grow astronomically. I had a vision and understanding of the power of a public utility unconsciously purchased and habitually used. And it was that vision beyond the present that allowed me to get through the challenges of the present. And believe me, there were many of them. There have been several periods of time in Ambit Energy where we've had challenges, you know, not all self-inflicted. You know, a lot of it, you know, polar vortex, you know, a lot of it inflicted by weather, a lot of it inflicted by regulatory climate change and so on and so forth, a lot of it not having anything to do with Ambit Energy. But every business has its challenges. So, again, Rudy Giuliani says leaders need to be optimists. In other words, you've got to keep a positive attitude. You can't have negative thoughts. When negative thoughts occur, because they will, they have for me and everybody else on this call, what you have to do is you have to put yourself in a place to get re-energized. No better place to do that than Ambition, and become optimistic. Their vision is beyond the present. Folks, if you're happy with where you are with your income, then retire, you know. But if you're not happy, you've got to have vision beyond the present, or you won't get through the present. All right, that was a great quote. Okay, this is from Phil Jackson. The strength of the team is each individual member. The strength of each individual member is the team. Boy, do I love that. Let me read that one again. The strength of the team is each individual member. The strength of each individual member is the team. Folks, what you have to do is you have to surround yourself with good people. Now, when Phil Jackson here is talking about the team, he's obviously talking about a basketball team. We're Team Ambit. You know, yeah, you might have, you know, Energy 526 team, and you might have the EC Factory, and you might have this team, that team, and the other team. There are a lot of great teams, a Wind team up in Chicago, a lot of great teams in Ambit Energy. But when it's all said and done, we're all Team Ambit. And the bottom line is that Team Ambit as a team, as us as marketers, corporate doing what they do as corporate and being in the energy business, us marketing, we got to $1 billion in a third of the time of the fastest company ever to get to $1 billion in the history of direct selling. That was Herbalife. They did it in 21 years. We did it in 7 years. Folks, we did that because we were a team. We didn't do it because of any one individual. Any single one of us weren't involved in Ambit, that still would have happened, including myself. You know, the bottom line is that when you've got a great opportunity coupled with a great marketing plan, coupled with a company that executes on their end of the bargain, the bottom line is you've got something that's very special. Understand, from the history, the beginning of the direct selling industry, we're going back to the 40s, and we're talking about every great company that you can think of off the top of your head, the Amways, the New Skins, the Tupperwares, the A.L. Williams, now Primerica, you know, all the direct selling companies, every single direct selling company, Keller Williams Realty, Cutco Knives, Mary Kay, you know, could go on and on and on. We, Ambit Energy, as a team, got to $1 billion in a third of the time of the next fastest company, which was Herbalife, who did it in 21 years. Folks, that's incredible. Where are you going to go and have that sort of opportunity? Because a percentage of the revenue of the company, of any company, whether it be Dell Computer or Ford Motor Company or any company in the corporation, somebody selling widgets, percentage of the gross revenue of the company goes to sales and marketing, okay? And if you've got stagnant sales, you've got stagnant commissions. And in our company, we've gone from startup to $1.5 billion, our eighth full year of revenue. And folks, we haven't even gotten started yet, believe me. You know, the largest direct selling company in the world is $10.2 billion. We're at $1.5 billion. And I promise you, you can etch it in stone that we will become the largest direct selling company on gross revenue of any company in the history of this industry. That means that we're going to grow 6, 7, 8 fold, you know, to get there. And so what that means is the amount in commissions, which is now in the hundreds of millions of dollars, is going to grow 6, 7, 8, 10 fold over what it is today. You just got to decide how much of that you want. Okay, let me just fast forward here. This is from Robin Crow. It's simple. Go the extra mile and you will still stand out from the crowd. You know, the leaders in this company, when they're tired, when times are tough, what do? They strap it on and they go back after it again. You know, when somebody tells you no, you know, what do? You can get discouraged and go lick your wounds for 2 or 3 weeks. You've just lost 2 or 3 weeks. Or you can do the toughest thing there is to do in this business, and that's pick up a phone and smile and dial and ask somebody else to listen. All right. I'll turn to John Maxwell here. This one's from my friend John. The true treasure of your character is what you do. If you were sure, no one would ever find out. So the true measure of your character is what you would do if you were sure no one would ever find out. Wow, what can I say about that? You know, would you go rob a bank if you knew no one would ever find out? You know, what would you do if you knew no one would ever find out? And if you live your life by, I just do the right thing, you know, regardless of where you are from a religious or a spiritual perspective, you know, if you just go do the right thing, you know, whether it's for you, it's the Quran or it's the Bible or, you know, whatever your vin is on religion, there's just a fundamental human being difference between right and wrong. And when it comes to character, if you'll do what's right, even when no one else knows about it and you're not looking for any glory in it and no one's going to find out what you did, well, what will happen is you can call it yin and a yang. You can call it karma. You can call it whatever you want to call it. And let me apply this to our business. It's going to come back to you tenfold. When you put somebody into the business, always put their paycheck in front of your paycheck. When I get somebody started in the business, I look them straight in the eyes and I say, Mary, John, whoever it is, there's one promise I want to make you. In me coaching you and me being your mentor, me helping you in this business, I will put your paycheck in front of my paycheck 100% of the time. All right, this one's from James Crook, who I'm not familiar with. A man who wants to lead the orchestra must turn his back on the crowd. You know, I think all the time about new people getting to our business and they go and ask their best friend to be their customer or their consultant, and they say no, and then they go to somebody else and they say no, and then all of a sudden people at church are talking behind the back, yeah, these are one of those pyramid schemes, or, you know, the first person that yells prison break when they see a prisoner breaking out of prison is the other prisoners. So what you're going to have in this business is when you're trying to lead the orchestra, when you're up there doing what you got to do, you've got to turn your back on the crowd. You just do. You know, think about your top 100 friends. Think about where they are socioeconomically. They're probably within 10% of you from a financial perspective socioeconomically. you know, rich people don't hang out with poor people, and poor people don't hang out with rich people. They might work for them, but they don't hang out with them. We're talking about friends, business associates, people that you hang with, okay? And the bottom line is, if you want to keep the income that you are, you've got to move on to the next group. In other words, you've got to turn your back to the orchestra. Not that they quit becoming your friends just because you start making money, but they're going to be the ones that are going to try to steal your dreams. They're going to be the ones that are going to say, you can't do it, or, you know, I don't think that's a good idea, or, you know, for whatever reason, they're going to be negative in the business. And what I can tell you is you got to decide. You know, you're going to have to leave 99 out of – if you want to be in the top 1% income earners in the United States of America, most people on this call do, do you realize that by definition you got to leave 99 out of 100 people behind? That's friends, that's business associates, that's everybody. If you want to be in the top 1% income earners in the United States of America, in this quote, they say turn your back to the orchestra, you got to leave them behind. You got to forge your own way. You got to be dogged, determined with that vision and courage that we talked about in one of the earlier quotes. All right, this is from Leroy Eames, E-I-M-S. A leader is one who sees more than the other sees, who sees further than the other see, and who sees before the other see. So more, farther, and before. So a leader who sees more than others see, who sees farther than others see, and who sees before others see. You know, I think I'm going to take these backwards. Before, you know, it talks about vision. You know, we talked about vision in one of the earlier quotes. And you have to have vision. You know, you don't have to have vision from the perspective of you've got to go invent something, but you've got to have vision from the perspective of that you can see something down that railroad track, down at the end of that tunnel that other people can't see. And that you've got faith that you can get there. So when you have that before others have it, then by definition that allows others to follow you. If somebody has that vision and that leadership before you do, then you're following them. And look, everybody follows a leader. I've got leaders in my life. I've got people who look up to me as a leader. You've got people who look up to you as a leader. That, you know, you can have multiple leaders in your life. We can have a leader in our spiritual life. We can have several leaders that we follow in our personal lives and or our business lives. And so, but the people that see things before everybody else, you know, take Elon Musk who started SpaceX and Sun City and Tesla, I mean, this guy's changing industries multiple times. You know, he saw something in those industries that the rest of the world didn't see. And not only did he see something that the rest of the world didn't see, he attacked it differently in each of those industries, differently than anybody else attacked it. And so, you know, he just saw it before everybody else. All right, so let's keep moving on. In the race for quality, there is no finish line. Wow, that's a great one. You know, never sacrifice integrity for growth. You know, never sacrifice, you know, what this company is, what it's about. You know, never sacrifice the quality of the time that you give somebody or the quality of the interest that you show in somebody. You know, you can't shortchange quality. I love that one. Okay, skip a few more pages. All right, let's see. Indira Gandhi. My grandfather once told me that there are two kinds of people, those who work and those who take the credit. He told me to try to be in the first group. There was less competition there. Okay, let me read that again. My grandfather once told me there are two kinds of people, those who work and those who take the credit. He told me to try to be in the first group. There was less competition there. Boy, no truer words have been spoken. you know, folks, as you become successful in the business, it's not about you. You know, it really isn't. You know, my business isn't about me. My business is about the people that are growing their business. You know, my success is only a byproduct of the success of others. If there's not success in your organization, then there's no success for you. So, you know, there's in this quote, Gandhi's talking about, there are people who work and there are those who take the credit. You probably see this in a lot of you in your jobs, you know, where you're busting your hump and then your boss goes into the meeting and takes all the credit for the group. And when that happens over and over and over again, what happens is that at some point you get tired of it, right? You don't feel good about it. You know, that boss is always taking credit. That boss is getting pay raises. When he gets a pay raise, he doesn't say, hey, wait a minute, I don't need the pay raise. Give this pay raise to my folks. You know, give it to the people that helped us achieve this milestone, that helped us, you know, develop this product, that brought us this revenue or whatever. The tendency is to get wrapped up in ego. You know, I talk about the differential between heart and mind. You know, in the heart is love, and in the mind is ego and greed. And what happens is we allow our minds to drive our lives instead of our hearts. So if you go out and do the work and do the right thing and make the right decisions with integrity, what happens as a byproduct of that is that you become a leader. And when you become a leader, you get people following you. And when you get people following you, what happens is that breeds success. That duplicates. And we are in a business of duplication. And when that happens to duplicate over and over and over again, you build a massive, massive organization of successful people in this business, and the rest is history. All right, let's do a few more. Let me skip a few more pages here. The nice thing about teamwork is that you always have others on your side. That's from Margaret Carty. The nice thing about teamwork is you always have others on your side. You know, if you start to develop a team, and a team starts with you and one other person, that's a team, okay? And then they develop a team, and then that person develops a team, and people start to, you know, have teammates. What happens is that there's strength in numbers, you know. And if you're the leader, if you're the one leading the team, again, I want to caution you, that doesn't mean that you sit back and try to motivate people. We're not in the motivation business, you know. What that means is you go and inspire people by showing them the way, showing them how to do. You don't tell somebody, hey, go climb that mountain and I'll meet you on the other side and hop in a truck and ride around to the other side. You climb up the mountain on the one side and go down the other side with them, and then you're on the other side with them. You know, so the bottom line is that people will do what you do, and you always have others there to help you get there, inspire you to get there. You know, there's no better feeling in the world, in my opinion, than somebody coming up and saying, you know, Brian, you know, thus and such happened, and Ambit's changed my life in this way, and I want to thank you for being a contributory to that. You know, a lot of times people come up and say, you're the reason for my success, and I just chuckle. I said, no, the reason for your success, my success, or anybody's success is self, okay? You want to find out why your business is doing great, or you want to find out what the challenge is in your business, get up after this call, walk into your bathroom, and look in the mirror. You know, that's the reason that your business is taking off like a rocket, or that's the reason why it's not. You know, we have people in this business that's paychecks are growing, doubling, and tripling month after month after month after month with exploding organizations. And we have other people that are big income earners in the company. They're sitting around moping around going, oh, I can't get anything going, do this, that, and the other thing. Why is that? You know, the reason that is just because of who they are and who they're being at that particular moment in time. You can't lead anyone else further than you have gone yourself. Wow, I love that one, Gene Mock. Oh man, I love that one. You can't lead anyone else further than you have gone yourself. You know, a friend of mine said, you never know what it's like to be an Indian until you walk a mile in his moccasins. And that might not be politically correct today, but you get my drift. I'm not trying to be politically correct. The bottom line is that you can't coach others to do something that you haven't done. You know, the other day I got an email and it was somebody that was promoting a free webinar, and the purpose of the webinar was to try to get somebody to join a lead system. And the title of the webinar was the steps of success in becoming an EC or something like that. You know, something about the success steps for an EC. And the person giving the seminar was an SC. And you know, I just, you know, though they could have been an SC with a lot of experience in network marketing. Well, when I saw the title of the seminar and that the person giving it was an SC, I decided to click on it. And as I clicked through it, what it turned out to be is somebody selling a free webinar, or $10 to attend this webinar. And then the webinar was an upsell to a $200 a month lead system. And then the $200 a month lead system was one of these deals where if you refer somebody, you get so much. And if they refer somebody, they get so much. And, you know, that's not a multi-level marketing program, so it doesn't conflict with our ambient energy business. Folks, let me tell you all something. With all those lead systems out there, and if you got a lead system that's working for you, more power to you. It's not for me to tell you how to run your business. You're an independent contractor. But you're not going to ever look at a top income earner in any network marketing company, and certainly not in Ambit Energy for sure, because I'm familiar with them all. But you're not going to take a top, you know, 10, 20, 30 income earner in Ambit Energy or any other company and sit down and say, what was it that made you successful? What was the key to your success? And have a single one of them tell you, well, I got involved in this lead program, and this lead program, you know, got me some people, and then, you know, those people, you know, got in a lead program, and then those people do what you do. So if you recruit them off of a lead program, they're wanting to get in a lead program. Folks, I've seen every lead program there ever is in network marketing, and not a single one of them has resulted in explosive growth. Now, does that mean that you can't get in a lead program, that you're not going to recruit somebody, and that that person might start going in the business? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is all the time you're worried about, you know, getting in the lead program, learning the lead program, how the back office works, how this works, da-da-da, you could be picking up the phone and asking your next-door neighbor to look. And if your next-door neighbor gets in, you're going to be a lot more effective than if you're trying to recruit somebody, particularly in our company in Florida, from some freaking lead program. So, again, I'm not bashing lead programs. I'm just giving you the gospel truth, and the gospel truth is that there's not any great network marketing leader that has tangible income in network marketing that's done it through a lead program. And I don't know how I got off on that, but, you know, the quote was, you can't lead anyone else further than you have gone yourself. All right, I'm going to do a couple more. Experience means that when a man or woman asks of himself more than others do. Ronnie Kirkland used to put it this way. You've got to be the hardest boss on yourself that you've ever had. You know, you've probably had some hard bosses that drive you hard and, you know, want that extra out of you and constantly pushing everything. That's the type of boss you got to be on yourself. You know, when you're about ready to collapse and say, I've had enough, you got to pick it back up and go a little bit further. You've got to push the envelope as to your abilities. You know, if you get comfortable in something, that's where your income increases stop. You know, it's if you've never earned $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, you don't know what it's like. So you've got to do something different than what you're doing to date in your life. You know, you've got to push the envelope. So experience means when a man or a woman ask of himself more than others do. In other words, you own and operate your own business. If you're not self-motivated to push yourself to the next level, who else will be? All right, I'm gonna put that book down and pick one or two out of this book. Now, this particular book is great quotes from great leaders, and it's done in chapters. And I know Ronald Reagan's in here. He's one of my favorites, so let me get Ronald Reagan. Okay, Ronald Reagan. let's see, we, oh, I love this one. We can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. Wow. That is so applicable to network marketing. You know, Ronald Reagan, we can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. You know, when you think when you take on the responsibility of the success of all the people in your business, then what happens is that you're destined to fail. You're not responsible for the success or for the failure of anybody in your business. Your job as a leader is to give them the information so that they can go make themselves successful. You know, so you can't help everyone. You know, you got to put parameters around help. You know, I say it all the time. Work with people that deserve your time, not need your time. The ones that are going to ask for your help are the ones that aren't doing anything. They're the ones that aren't following the system. They're the ones that aren't going to the rallies. They're the ones that aren't doing what they have to do, and they're coming up with one excuse after another. Couldn't get off of work. Wife this, husband that, you know, kids this, kids that. But, you know, Brian, can you help me do this? Well, we just trained on that last Saturday at the training. Well, I know, but I couldn't go because you know, this happened or that happened or whatever. You know, the bottom line is that you can't help everyone. You know, if you see somebody that's not willing to help themselves, then run away from them as fast as you can and don't take on their failure or lack of success in this business to yourself. Your job is to give them the information to make themselves successful. Okay, let's find another leader in here. Nelson Mandela. There's no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. Wow. I love it. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living. You know, I recommend to people all the time to go attend Landmark Education's initial training, which is called the Landmark Forum. And what the Landmark Forum does better than anything that I've ever seen, any sort of self-help or self-improvement program that's out there, is it makes you look within yourself, you know. And one of the things that typically happens when one looks within themselves and begins to transform out of who they are into what they want to be. And it does take transformation. It's not doesn't happen in change. It happens in transformation. But when that process starts to occur, it only occurs when one looks inwardly instead of blaming everybody else, blaming the wife, blaming the husband, blaming the kids, blaming the lack of education, blaming the no income, the this, that, and the other thing. When somebody says, "Whoa, stop all that," and they're able to stop all that, and they're able to look within oneself, okay, what happens is they realize that blame game of blaming everybody else has caused them to diminish to the point where they're playing life small. I mean, you know, he says it here. There's no passion to be found playing small. And what happens is, remember when you were a kid, you know, you just had a passion for everything and you just thought you could do everything. One of my favorite stories that I personally witnessed is I was sitting in the front row at a XL Telecommunications rally, a regional rally, and I was sitting next to one of my good friends, Jimmy Dick, and there was a little boy behind us. His name was Josh, and, you know, he was with his mom, and the Josh was making noise, and his mom was saying, quiet, Josh, you know, and it's becoming quite disruptive. And so Jimmy reached into his pocket, grabbed a pen, and turned around and said, "Josh, would you draw me a picture of a horse?" And Josh took the piece of paper and, you know, had a little notebook there. His mom had a notebook and put it on top of the notebook, and he sat quietly and drew a horse. Well, Jimmy was getting ready to go up and talk, and all of a sudden, Josh tapped on his shoulder and handed him the picture of the horse. And I'll never forget this because it was something that just was a light bulb moment. It was an aha moment for me. Jimmy Dick got up on stage. He walked up on stage. He started his talk and everything. And there was this was back before projectors and all that. And there was a grease board up there. And he goes, "You know, before I get started with my talk, I'd like to have somebody come up here and volunteer. And if you would, just raise your hand and I'll select somebody. I'd like for somebody to come up and volunteer and draw a picture of a horse on this grease board." And there must have been 1,500 people there. And there were about a dozen hands that went up. And Jimmy went on and basically told the story of Josh, how he's making noise, handing him a piece of paper. And Josh just immediately went to drawing the horse. And then out of 1,500 people, it's somewhere along the road, so life had dealt them a hand that said, I'd be too embarrassed to stand up on stage and draw a horse because I'm not a good artist. You know, I don't have the artistic ability to draw a horse. Well, Jimmy didn't say to come up here and draw a beautiful horse like an artist would. It could have been a stick horse. So, in other words, what happens is that our past constrains our future. And so Josh was unabashed. Josh knew he could draw a horse. Josh wasn't worried about how the horse looked. That was something that over the years, as Josh grows up, he probably would be worried about how that horse looks. So I think when Mandela says here, and I'm glad this is the last one that we're on, he says, there's no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life is less than the one you're capable of living. Folks, every single person on this call can draw a horse. It's just whether you allow yourself to. And what happens is your past is holding you back and constraining you from playing big, and you've got the greatest opportunity, verifiable by the statistic that we became the fastest company in the history of the direct selling industry to hit $1 billion. See, you're in the Super Bowl of all Super Bowls. You're in the greatest network marketing company ever created in the history of direct selling industry. Okay, and if you allow your past to constrain you, okay, you're playing small, and what you've got to do is you've got to do whatever it takes to position yourself so that you can grow past it. You're going to have to leave your broke friends behind and go find your new group of friends. You're going to have to do some of the things that are going to allow you to break from the chains of where you are and what's holding you back in life to move into the future. And the number one thing you're going to have to do is let go of your past, because your past is constraining your movement, your transformation into where you want to be. Because if you look back over the last 5 years, taking Ambit Energy Income out of it, what's your income done? It's probably pretty close to where it was 5 years ago. Might be a little bit higher, might be a little bit lower, but you haven't moved the needle. And the reason that the needle hasn't moved isn't because the job's any different or the opportunity in the industry's any different. We might blame it on all that. The reason the needle hasn't moved is because you haven't moved. Keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you're going to get. And the bottom line is, the number one thing that will help you tear off the chains of the past, in my opinion, is the Landmark Forum. You can go online, look it up. They do forums all over the country. And it's an intense program, but if you came to this call looking for a little advice, didn't know that I was going to give it, but when I read this quote, it reminded me. We talk about it a lot in my Yellow Jacket mentoring training, but I tell you, don't let the past constrain you. There's no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you're capable of living. Nelson Mandela. One of the bravest men ever to bless the face of the earth. With that, if you'd open it back up, I would appreciate it, Bear.